Wine doesn't have to be intimidating. For too long, we've let sommeliers and bow ties and critics with 100-point scales dictate our relationship with this ancient beverage. John Bond's revolutionary approach strips away the pretension to reveal a simple truth. Wine is meant to be enjoyed, not feared. The diversity available today is staggering, yet most of us stick to familiar choices out of habit or intimidation. It's time to drink the rainbow, exploring everything from pale green whites to deep ochre reds, including the full spectrum of roses and orange wines in between. Think of wine as a cuisine with countless regional variations rather than a narrow set of acceptable choices. While prestigious labels have become prohibitively expensive, thousands of excellent wines remain undiscovered and affordable. The key is finding a great local wine shop with knowledgeable staff who can guide your exploration without judgment or jargon. When you find yourself recognizing fewer than half the champagne brands they stock, you've found your wine home. Feel liberated to discuss wine in language that feels natural to you. Many wine terms are subjective or meaningless, like gendering wines as feminine or using vague descriptors like smooth. Focus on what truly matters. Is the wine fruity, not necessarily sweet, herbal, dry, lacking sugar, or mineral, rocky, saline? Understanding the difference between sweet and fruity is crucial. A wine can taste like ripe fruit while being completely dry. Dry technically indicates the absence of residual sugar after fermentation. This distinction explains why many people claim to prefer dry wines while actually enjoying subtle sweetness. What ultimately matters is balance, how sweetness interacts with acidity, texture, and savory elements. For equipment, you only need a few basics. The Waiter's Friend corkscrew is the only opener worth having. Affordable, properly leveraged, and gentler on corks than winged versions. To open wine professionally, cut the foil around the lip, insert the corkscrew at an angle, turn until nearly fully inserted, leverage against the bottle lip, and gently extract. For sparkling wine, keep the cage slightly loosened but on the cork. Grip the bottle from the bottom and twist the bottle, not the cork, while maintaining downward pressure until it releases quietly. Pour without splashing, filling glasses halfway to allow aromas to develop. Skip gimmicky accessories and invest in five essentials: a counter rack for drying glasses, a specialized brush for cleaning, neoprene wine carriers, a proper champagne stopper, and a simple foil cutter. Wine extends far beyond just red and white varieties. White wine involves minimal skin contact, while red requires extended contact for color and structure. Rose comes from red grapes with brief skin contact. And orange wine inverts this approach, white grapes made using red wine techniques. Sparkling wines vary by production method and pressure levels, from champagne's fine bubbles to Petillant Naturel's gentle fizz. Wine labels offer important distinctions. Made from organic grapes refers only to farming practices, while organic wine includes cellar practices with minimal additives. Biodynamic certification imposes stricter requirements, and natural wine generally indicates minimal intervention throughout production. Despite wine's natural image, modern winemaking often involves numerous permitted adjustments and additives. Even aging vessels represent technological choices, from traditional oak barrels to modern concrete eggs. Wine exists on a spectrum of human intervention, with the natural wine movement advocating for minimal manipulation. Nearly all wine naturally contains sulfites, which have been used as preservatives since Roman times. Despite common belief, only about 1% of people have true sulfite sensitivity. Most wine headaches come from histamines or alcohol itself. Harmless crystals in bottles are just precipitated tartaric acid, while cloudiness in unfiltered wines indicates minimal processing. Oak barrels were originally shipping containers before becoming aging vessels. Quality wineries use lightly toasted or older barrels, while cheaper producers add oak chips or sawdust. Remember that acidity, not flavor, is what makes wine lively. It makes our mouths water, cleanses the palate, and enhances food pairing. wine pricing rarely reflects content due to land costs and regional reputation. Finding distinctive wines under 15 is challenging, though quality options exist under 20, often from unfashionable regions. Understanding grape families helps navigate the thousands of wine varieties worldwide, most originating in Western Europe. Many varieties have different names in different regions. Zinfandel equals Primitivo, Pinot Gris equals Pinot Grigio. Appellations are government-regulated growing areas. European ones dictate both location and production methods, while American viticultural areas only specify geography. Learning about quality importers like Kermit Lynch, Louis Dressner, or Terry Theis offers a shortcut to discovering excellent wines. The wine world has expanded dramatically in recent decades. Each era introduced new regions: California and Piedmont in the 1970s, Oregon and northeastern Italy in the 1980s, Argentina and New Zealand in the 1990s, Austria and New Zealand in the 2000s, and now Georgia, New Australia, and Galicia. Despite misconceptions, some of the world's finest wines come from white grapes, with modern white winemaking producing sophisticated wines with textures and flavors rivaling reds. Wine collecting is accessible to anyone. Start by purchasing multiple bottles of the same wine to try over time, or explore affordable age-worthy options like Longhay Nebbiolo, Loire Cabernet Franc, or German Rieslings under $35. Serving temperature significantly impacts enjoyment. Too cold suppresses aromas and texture, while too warm makes wine taste unfocused. Fill glasses only one-third to half full for proper swirling, and hold by the stem to prevent warming. Champagne deserves appreciation beyond celebrations, with hundreds of growers now making exceptional wines meant for everyday meals. Forget rigid food pairing rules. There's no single perfect match for any dish. Instead, focus on how four elements interact in both food and wine: acidity, salt/spice, texture/weight, and sweetness/fruitiness. Great pairings can come from similarities, mineral muscadet with briny oysters, or contrasts, sweet wine balancing spicy food. Consider preparation methods and sauces rather than main ingredients, as the same protein might need different wines depending on preparation. When in doubt, sparkling wines pair with an impressive range of foods. When bringing wine as a guest, spend roughly what a main course would cost at a restaurant you'd visit with your hosts. Thoughtfulness matters more than price. A unique $12 bottle chosen for their taste means more than an expensive but impersonal selection. For gatherings, plan one bottle per two guests plus extra. Don't believe that waiting always improves wine. While patience benefits certain bottles, don't hoard special wines waiting for a perfect moment that may never come. Nothing gives more pleasure than sharing a great bottle with people you enjoy. Open them, savor them, and buy more. The true joy of wine isn't in collecting trophies or impressing others, it's in the connections we make while sharing a glass with those we care about.